Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ya'el Davidowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Anava. As we bring this week to a close, let's step back, reflect, and then pull it all together. Humility isn't about denying our strengths. It's about knowing where they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognizing the responsibility that comes in their wake. An anav doesn't feel superior. Why would they? If everything is a gift, arrogance has no place. And an anav doesn't judge others for doing less. We don't know someone else's challenges. Maybe their test is harder than ours. At the same time, an anav is keenly aware of their own flaws. Perfection, that's reserved for Hashem, and Hashem only. These perspectives shift how we think, how we speak, and how we show up in the world. Here's the powerful truth about anivus. Greatness and humility are not opposites. In Torah, they're intertwined. In fact, we see the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael were also the most humble. Take David HaMelech, one of our mightiest kings, the ancestor of Melech HaMashiach, and yet in Tehillim, Perchav Beis, David compares himself to a very lowly creature. Va'anochi solas v'lo ish, but I am a worm and not a man. David didn't lack self-worth. He simply recognized that his power and success were reflections of Hashem's will, not of his own greatness. Avram Avinu, the first of our Avos, the father of Klal Yisrael, who taught the world monotheism and passed the supreme test of the Akedah. Avram describes himself in Bereishis with even greater humility. Va'anochi afar ve'efer, and I am but dust and ashes. Unlike David, who likens himself to a living creature, a worm, Avram goes further. He compares himself to inanimate dust. And then we come to Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate leader of the Jewish people, the greatest prophet, the greatest Navi who ever lived, and the most humble of all. Moshe says in Shemos, "V'anachnu ma," and what are we? Moshe doesn't compare himself to any being, living or non-living. He doesn't describe himself as a creature or dust. He simply says, "What are we?" Moshe saw himself not as a figure of status, but as a pure vessel, a channel for Hashem's will. His anivus didn't diminish his greatness. It enabled it. Moshe, the paradigm of humility, viewed himself as nothing more than a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the paradox of humility. The more a person accomplishes, the more deeply they should recognize that it's not them. It's Hashem working through them. So real humility, it should grow in proportion to success. When we see our strengths as gifts, not as entitlements, we carry them differently. We don't have to pretend we're small. We just need to remember we're part of something much bigger. And that kind of humility, it doesn't diminish us. It elevates us. Thank you for learning together with me.